mai ai cowboy Tillman. Give me a cowboy for a husband. Give me a cowboy for a husband. When I was a little girl, I did not want a cowboy for husband. I wanted to be a cowboy myself. This cowboy I made in fifth grade. The teacher said, very sloppy work, but my mother kept it. When I was even smaller, we lived with my grandmother in a red house in the country. My grandmother became a widow all too early, the grown-ups said. My grandmother lived upstairs and we lived downstairs. I remember my father and mother in the big bed, my two brothers in the upper bunk, my sister and I in the lower bunk, and my wee brother in the cot. Both my mother and my grandmother had worked in the wool factory, the sardine factory, the fruit conservation factory. My grandmother still worked there. Sometimes in the afternoon, after work, my grandmother had old people, like me now, to visit her. They wanted entertainment. They brought up my brother and I to sing the Norwegian traditional folk song. Om man har någon jäkse väsko, vej förra I väsko. Där satter kråka I lymben av gul, vej förra. Valdryl, drön, drön. It's not exactly Bollywood. And also to dance the typical Norwegian waltz. Om man har någon tänkte med sjön, med sjön, vej förra. I did not find it so entertaining. Entertainment was to do things. Gymnastics, pranks, practical jokes, tricks. And please remember now, this is more than 50 years ago. Many years later, in the theater, when we started to do the acrobatics, and the others spoke about the training and the masters, I thought about all the exercises that we did in my grandmother's red house, but I could not see the connection. Aha! It should take me a very, very long time to see the connection. We move away from my grandmother's house because my father gets permanent work in the aluminum industry. We move to Årdal, a tiny industrial village. My mother has enough work with us children, 1, 3, 5, 6, and 7 years old. I get to entertain again on the International Workers' Day at the House of the People. The house is packed. 1st of May is bigger than the National Day in this little place. Earlier, I had been a bridesmaid And now I got to wear this pretty dress that we could almost not afford, my mother said. And the shoes that, wouldn't you know it, came on sale the day after we bought them, my mother said. I saw and used a microphone for the first time in my life. Jag går och rysslar på ringrike på ställe, spyr i kylden var. Då kommer mot mig en liten bugel med noga. I remember that I was getting so short of breath. But I just had to go on. That I did well, but that people don't need to put microphones inside the mouth. But by now, I rather started to like this entertainment that I didn't really know what it was, and I joined the local amateur group. Most of the time, they did traditional country comedies about clumsy men and clever women. But sometimes they also got to do something modern. A pretty young boy and I got to sing this duet about not sleeping away the light Norwegian summer night. Instead of standing on stage, we sat down. That was how modern that was. Du skal ikke sove bort sumarsnatta. I was in love with him. Ho for just til deg. We had kissed. Då skal vi vandra I sammen. Ute. Once only in their garage. Under dei lelftunge tre. We did not have a garage yet. Under dei lelftunge tre. In Norway, you know, we have lots of water. Water from lakes and cascades that are transformed into electrical power, and that is the reason why we have huge industrial plants in the most remote of fjords. And that is also the reason why huge ships with sailors from all over the world come to visit little tiny Årdal, whereas the Norwegian people are so afraid to come to Årdal because of that 1,000 meter hairpin bend going down to the village. In a resting place halfway down on the side of the road, a witty soul has painted, "Do not throw peanuts to the natives." Like me. But I move away from Årdal, my parents, the industry. I start to work in a sewing factory in Bergen. I am the responsible of sewing the middle part of the arm and the pockets of duvet jackets. I am a very good worker. I am only 17 years old. I live by myself. I take care of myself. I am on my own and very alone. I move to the capital. I move to Oslo. I start school again. I become radical. I join the women's liberation movement. Oh! Free abortion now! I become member of a street theater project called, of all possible or rather impossible names, the Cucumber Brigade. A weird mix of surrealists, anarchists, agitprop, street theater, with one mission: to prevent the Norwegian government from buying F-16 warplanes. My father is a bit worried at this time. Not because of the political content, but the fact that his girl is swearing a lot. I can still remember being interviewed by this radio reporter, and I am saying, "So what the fuck? If they don't fucking like what we fucking do, we don't give a fucking fuck." Also on the radio, I hear about my group, Grenland Friteater, for the first time. They have been arranging something called ISTA, International School of Theater Anthropology. And one of the masters that visited Norway was Sanjukta Fanigrai. Now they are going to make a workshop with Ingemar Lind called Stepping Stones. My friend Anne and I, Anne, also a famous Cucumber member, we apply, we are accepted, and we go. This workshop changed my life. Ingemar tried to teach us how to improvise individually and in group. He tried to talk about actions, creations, recreations, variations. I was so fascinated. And I had no idea what to do. I tried to hide. There were some curtains there. I touched them gently. I looked out. And I wondered, should I stay or should I go? But Master Ingemar, he saw me and my movements, and he transformed my first error into my first physical gesture. My second gesture, drying my sweaty hands on my trousers, became my second gesture. Now I had two stepping stones. Both Ingemar and I stayed on after the workshop and took part in the performance. The play is over. American Dreams. Excuse me. Inspired by film noir, all the actors were dressed in black and white, and I could go on entertaining, singing, and making useful errors. Third error. Some
land that I've heard of once in a lullaby song.
With the way of working, with a man, with the lifestyle. I joined the group. The youngest in practice, the oldest in years. We worked all the time and earned very little. But I got to travel again. We got to go to Lago Bracciano in Italy. Two important seeds were planted there. One at the white Formica table with lots of beer and wine, and a colleague saying, I want to take all the women out of their groups and put them together to work. They are so strong and their potential not fully realized. Another colleague responded, you do realize that this only means trouble. The other seed that was planted was in the old school where we slept, made love, and children. So, highly pregnant, I embarked upon my life as a man. In our theater, we have always tried to combine experimental, esoteric world with a more popular outreach that can be performed everywhere. For example, in prison. A blues brother sister in a musical performance. Clouds so swift, rain won't lift, gates won't close, the railings froze. Get your mind off winter time. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere, sang I into the eyes of 200 male prisoners in a maximum security prison. very painful lesson in how the situation can change the meaning of what you're saying or singing. Happy as I was for our newborn boy, Tobias, my male figure was gone. I was little and skinny again, performing a blues brother-sister with my breasts full of milk. But I got to go again. I love to travel. You are a restless, ever-wandering, traveling gypsy, my mother-in-law says to me. But the other seed had also grown, and Jill Greenhalgh invited 38 women practitioners to come to the first Magdalena Festival in Cardiff, Wales. And I was pregnant again. 7 months gone with my daughter, Anna Andrea. This is what we call, in professional terms in the theater, perfect timing. In a performance work by Georg Johannessen, the two male actors suddenly left the performance. One with an aching back, the other with an aching heart. I created three masculine roles: an old Chinese wise man, a cabaret artist, and a Norwegian fool. The text of Georg Johannessen insists on what we can call unpopular themes, like friendship instead of love, age instead of youth, war instead of peace, maybe also sadness instead of joy. Did you know that the Norwegian fool can be very, very helpful? In fact, we try to help everywhere. If you're ever in trouble, just give us a ring. And we try to make peace everywhere, except at home, of course. There is no problem too little for us to try to help you. Do you know the difference between man and woman? Do you know the difference between black and white, full and empty, dead and alive? To live is necessary, but scarcely sufficient. To act is a difficult language. To be dead is too easy. Do you know the name of the river in which you are drowning? Can you count the number of teeth falling into your hand and be sure that the number is correct?
next step. On the way to my life as a man is to do the character of a 2-3-year-old boy. His name is Bud. And Bud is wiser than his parents. I want to confess that I had doubts whether it was possible to do a character more than 50 years younger than me, but regression has started. Where could I find inspiration? I went to a kindergarten. There I saw this boy. He was moving all the time. He could not stand still. He could not be still. Performance is about how we relate or do not relate to new people coming to live in Norway. Bud is in love with Fatima, the refugee, and he wants to marry her immediately. They found her and many other people in a container in the workplace of the father. Father asked Bud to keep this a secret, but that is not possible for. Good morning, allesammen. Good morning, far and more. Good morning, trebrugster. Good morning, little dude. Good morning, everybody. Mama, my puppy. Good morning, trees and flowers and all the birds are small. I will not sing about my sister because she's not here at all. Yes. I cannot play this double act any longer. I cannot lead this life of a falseness and lies. I promise, Daddy, not to tell. But I have met the most fantastic girl, Fatima, and we are going to marry. Yes, Father, I am very bright. I go to a very good kindergarten. We learn about mathematics, archives, logistics, catalogs. It is crap boring. But for sure, I will get a job when Fatima and I run away to get married. No, I have not put that thought behind me. It is more and more relevant for every second that goes. Now is more relevant than now. 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 Ha! How old I am. Is that question relevant? I am 2-3 years old. Fatima, almost 2-3 years old. In total, maybe 6. We are going to marry. I had this little boy so well under my skin, or should I say, in my feet, that one night after the performance, I went to the festival cafe to buy a beer.
and I had to stand in line to wait. And I was standing like this, like an impatient child. They almost refused me the beer. Why these roles? Do these roles come to me or I to them? Is it coincidence? Is it need? Is it happy circumstances? I don't know. Sometimes I feel I have more questions than answers. For sure, I know that there are something very familiar in them. I feel at ease. I feel a freedom. I feel it's a good way to walk, talk, sit down, find your space. But I know that when we start on the epic of Kjartan Fløgstad, that of the Norwegian industry and the working class, I feel like I am coming home. Home to Årdal. Home to my parents, my uncles, brothers. Home to everything familiar. We have to say it has taken me a great many years to come back to something that I set out to look for. Usually, I don't wear makeup. Not much. In private, or on stage. But for this last character, will you excuse me? I need to put on a little bit of transformation.
I thought I heard somebody talking about drinking beer. And it reminds me when I used to be a sailor. I sailed on India, but I remember one time when my comrade and I came to Montego Bay. It was my comrade who proposed, "Let's go ashore." It was often he who proposed, and I followed. It was almost like that, you know. I never forget, you know. I had taken only $2.27 to make a party for. I will never forget, you know. And we came ashore and we came to this house, you know. Never forget, you know. A lot of people there, you know. Many very friendly women and men. And a lot of friendly things they had in their glasses. So it was all very friendly until I should pay. And I took my $2.27. You see this enormous scar that I have here? Never forget, you know, it's from the gutter in Montego Bay. I am forgetting myself. I am talking and talking. And here we are. Where are we tonight? What is the name of this place? Auroville. You work hard here. Yes. But I will have to say somebody forgot to clean tonight. Never forget, you know. Some people have to work, other people are just sitting there. Yes, just sitting there. Sometimes even watching other people doing the work. I need to Come here.
Me?
You are young and should have very good ears. You stand over there.
Yeah.
You hold the broom. Have you learned the three important aspects of resting on a spade? No. Follow after me, it goes for the door. Position number one. Position number two. See and learn. This will only be shown once. Position number three. I am getting extremely tired. Okay, one piece of work. Hop! We are not paid by the hour. Little by little. Yes, oh, come on. Yeah, okay. We can do it. I think that's enough for today. Oh, by the way, I can take one manually. Ever since I was a little child, I have been waiting for that one day when the connections in the world should perfectly and surprisingly reveal themselves to me, almost like a curtain with a tight spring, and the truth should stream over me with such clarity and might that it would hurt my eyes. Like the light outside a clear winter morning with snow up here. Here in the high north. Instead, it has become like this, that the window I look out into the world from becomes more and more autumn dark, and the darkness outside more and more impenetrable, only broken by one or another night moth that flickers towards the pane. So, the end of the story will have to be written. The end of the song will have to be sung. The last word will have to be said. And the last scream will have to be screamed by you, dear spectators, by you and no one else. By you. By you. By you.